Thank you for calling in, Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you today?
Hi, Angela. This is Bob Alexander. I just got a shipment from you with kits 3, 4, 5, and 6 for the Ghostbusters Ecto-1.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't send me issue 3 of the manuals. You sent me issue 4.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let's look at it. I can reship it to you where I can get it to you, but I got to pull up your account first, okay?
I got my customer number if you need it.
Is the phone number that you're calling on associated with your order at all?
I'm not sure.
All right, let's find out. Yes, it is. It's pulling
you
up
you
now.
Go.
Robert Alexander, what's your address and your email address is all I need to verify.
909 Oxford Court. Well, you have it as Hampshire, but it's actually Pingree Grove, Illinois. 6014. It's the same area code, just two different little towns. Email is tazbob2@yahoo.com.
That's what I have. Okay, all of that is correct. Now, let me do your reship. You said you didn't get 3. You said the magazine or the issue? Because it's two different things.
They sent me issue 4. And I should get issue 3.
And well, it says that it's sent to you on here with that. It says issue 3, 4, 5, and 6. So are you getting 4 items at a time?
Yes. I got the 4 kits, but they sent me the wrong issue.
Okay. What you just said was contradictory. So that's, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, because what you just said is you got the issues. So I'm asking you,
okay,
did you get the items, which are called issues, or did you get magazine? You see what I'm saying? Or did you get magazine?
We have a little terminology gap here.
Yeah, did you get the magazine for
the magazine
4, 5, and 6 and not for 3?
Correct. Yeah, the magazine that tells you how to put it together.
Yes.
I got it for the next group of 4.
Okay, so you
got
it
3, 4, 5, and 6.
And 6.
I got it for 7, 8, 9, and 10.
7, 8, 9, and 10. That is weird. I don't even see that on here.
Obviously, somebody may have grabbed it from the wrong pile or something.
Yeah, something's going on with that warehouse. Hold on. All right, so you need... What magazines do you need is my question, so I can check the right ones.
The magazine that says issue 3.
Okay.
On
so
it.
They were supposed to send you 3, 4, 5, and 6, but you're saying they sent 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
No,
so I'm
well,
going to check. Go ahead.
Let me be clear here. The model parts that are in the little plastic containers.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3, 4, 5, and 6. Those I got.
Okay. But
I got the right parts.
You didn't get the magazine for just 3.
Yeah, the instructions that go with those parts I did not get.
Okay. So checking the box 3 through 6 for the magazine. They
okay.
Tell you how to put the parts together, right?
Perfect. Yes, that's exactly
all
right.
I need to understand which one you, because you kept saying issue, and issues in this term is not meaning magazine, it means the parts. So it was
okay,
confusing
well,
me. You were saying you received them, then you said you didn't receive them. So that was
well,
really confusing.
Well, to make it confusing is printed on the magazine, it says issue 4.
And the all right, I sent you 3, 4, 5, 6 of the magazines again to you because they didn't send them individually. They had it 3 through 6. So I had to select all of those. It won't let me
okay.
Select them individually. I had to select how they shipped it to you and what they have on the invoice. All right, anything else?
Well, I was just curious. Do you know when I might be getting the next set? Because I'm supposed to be getting them weekly.
Okay, let's see. Hold on just a second. I'm pulling it up to do next shipment. They're sending something to you on the 27th, but I want to see what it is, okay? Sometimes it will show it to me. Sometimes it won't pull it up. So give me a couple
You've got a very
minutes.
Strange system there.
Yeah, I've only been on it about 8 months. All right, let's see. View next shipment is what I have to see. Let's see if it'll pull it up. Sometimes we have to be closer to the date and before to pull it up. And sometimes you just won't do it. All right, it says your next shipment is 12 through 18.
Okay.
And they just sent you 11, let's see, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Why do they have to 14 on here? That is really weird. They have issue 11 through 14. Oh, so they're ahead on that. They're not sending the magazines at the same time. They have it. Yeah, that's the magazine. It says 11 through 14. And your issue is 8, 9, 10, and 11.
What happened to 7?
Let me go back and see.
Now, see, originally...
Exactly.
They
don't have 7 on here.
See, originally I was set up to ship out 12 at a time. And they had them all in except for issue 7. So I told them, we'll skip that one. You can send it to me later.
Why. You have to unskip it. So if you didn't call in and unskip it, they will never send it to you till you do. Check items to unskip. And I'm checking on 7 to unskip it. I was like, yes. So hopefully they'll send it on the next one. Let's see. Let me view next shipment and see if they added it to it. It comes up just as fast. I'm glad you said something because I wouldn't have known. Okay, yeah, they put 7 in now.
Okay.
It says 7 through 10. And then it doesn't have 11 anymore. It's 12, 13, and 14. It says the magazine 7 through 10, but they don't have 12, 13, and 14. Did you skip it? I didn't see anything else to skip. It was just 7 on there.
Yeah, that was the only one that they were going to skip.
Yeah. Okay. So they sent you 8, 9, 10, and 11 on 420, and 7 is going to come the next one, which is 427.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you haven't gotten the shipment notice yet either.
Okay.
For that.
I'm gonna have to send it to you because ever since they moved the warehouses, customers are saying they're not getting their confirmation. I'm sending this first one to you for the 420. Then I'm gonna send you the one for 427. And I'll put down. Let me see which. I tell you which ones are on your next shipment on this email. I write it in there myself. 7, 12, 13, and 14. And then the magazine, it's issues. The magazine 7 through 10. 11, 12. 11 is in the previous one for some reason, which is weird. The magazine is, okay, so you're going to get the magazine before you get the issues for 11 through 14. It's coming on the 420 when they just sent to you this week.
Okay.
Really weird. Yeah. That one's going to be, you're going to get them. Those are magazines. They send in you the magazines before the issues. Then the issues for 11 through 14 or so around in that. Well, yeah, the issue for 11 is coming on the 420-21 and so are the magazines. But the 7 through 10 and, that's the magazine, and then this is really confusing. I've never seen one like this. And you would send the magazines the same time they send the issues, but I'll write it down. 7 is the issue. You said, and what happened to 7? So you called in, and then 7 through 10 is the magazine that's coming. This is all next week. 427.
Okay.
All right, and then issue 12, 13, and 14. I'm going to put all this on the email. 12 through 14, because it's confusing me. Let me break it down like that and see if it's going to help so you know what's coming next. But 11 is, the magazine is coming in the 420 when they be just sent. But the magazine, crazy. All right, so this is 427. Change the date. And I'm going to break it down one at a time. It's going to be three little rows. It says it's going to send you issue 7, which is the items. And then it says the magazines are also coming. MAG 7 through 10. So 7 is going to be in there with that. And then 3, it says issue 12 through 14. Issue.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to help. I'm going to send this email to you now. And this
is your warehouse?
I got the date. Go ahead. What you about to say?
Is your warehouse in Jefferson, Indiana now?
Let me see. No, I think it's in Pennsylvania. It says, well, they might have moved it. That's the address I still have on my page. It still says Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, because packing list here says return to Jefferson, Indiana.
Excuse me.
Just curious. No big deal.
No, I'm glad you said something. I'm going to tell my supervisor they need to change this. If it's different, because I'm still telling people to send it to me because they haven't changed, they need to change it. That's the information I have when you call in. It says you have to return it. I'm going to send her an email. All right. Okay. All right. I got that in there for you. And I sent the email. I think I put 2 twice, but it should have been 2 or 3. It's right in the middle of your email. It's going to tell you what is coming on 427. I got the date up there for you as well. Anything else
all
I
right,
can help
excellent.
You with today, Mr. Alexander?
No, that would be it.
Well, you
would
enjoy
be
your
it.
Item. Sorry that it's all crazy.
As long as we get it straightened out, that's all right.
But thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss. You enjoy your items. You have a great day, okay?
Yep. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.